generation's pop culture defined.
And the audio they heard is what stuck in their mind.
Good day, everyone. This is Aaron Sherlock, and this is episode 1 of the Comedy Music Guide. Today's episode will be focusing on the history of comedy music and where it came from and where it's going. Many people think that comedy music just consists of Weird Al Yankovic's parodies being played on Dr. Demento's radio show back in the 80s and 90s, but it is so much more than just that. Let's start with before the Dr. Demento was on the air. We could date modern comedy music back to the 1950s and 60s, where people like Stan Freberg, Tom Lehrer, Alan Sherman, and Spike Jonze were on the scene. It was also when the original Elemental song by Tom Lehrer was created.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium.
Afterwards, you had famous Halloween classics like Purple People Eater in 1958 and The Monster Mash in 1962.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
And finally, you had They're Coming to Take Me Away, Aha, in 1966. In 1970, Mr. Barry Hansen started the Dr. Demento show on KPPC-FM, located in Pasadena, California. From there, he played songs like Dead Puppies and Fish Heads, as well as stuff from the Monty Python series, which started in 1969.
That grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
In 1982, Weird Al Yankovic dropped his first album and quickly became one of the top-selling comedy music artists, as well as one of the most requested artists on Dr. Demento's show. Although Weird Al is more known for his parodies of artists such as The Police, R.E.M., Nirvana, Queen, and Michael Jackson, half of the stuff that he creates is actually original content. One of his most famous originals is Dare to Be Stupid, recorded in 1985, which is a style parody of Devo. Devo themselves said that the song was more like Devo than anything they had ever produced.
Talk with your mouth full. Bite the hand that feeds you. Bite on more than you can chew. What can you do? Dare to be stupid. Take some wooden nickels. Look for Mr. Goodbar. Get your mojo working now. I'll show you how. You can dare to be stupid. You can turn the other cheek. You can just give up the ship.
You can eat a bunch of sushi, then forget to leave a tip.
Dare to be stupid. Come on and dare to be stupid. It's so easy to do.
After the 1990 FCC Deregulations Act, which gave corporations control over what went on the radio and television, Dr. Demento still continued his show from KLSX in Los Angeles, California, where although it was a 4-hour show before, it was still a 2-hour show. This time, he was playing not only Weird Al, but many other independent comedy musician acts. These independent acts include people like The Four Postmen, Arrogant Worms, Power Salad, and The Great Luke Ski. They all work to create their own original or parody songs, like this one from The Great Luke Ski.
What's my supper loving name?
Sigh and a frown on the pitcher's mound. Good old Charlie Brown gonna win the baseball game is his big belief. A line drive through his clothes off again.
This is where I joined the mix. My father went to Alcon 2000, where he met the great Luke Ski when I was just 11 days old. The rest is history from that point on. My involvement with comedy music has been more than just sitting in the crowd of a Weird Al concert. I have appeared on 2 separate songs that have been featured on the Dr. Demento show, thanks to my dad's friend Carrie Dalby, who is another comedy music act. Here's one of those songs now, titled Sleepwalking Zombies, which was recorded in 2007.
Every lost hour of sweet sleep is called sleep dead, and it can make a zombie out of me and out of you. Feel feeling like you be on autopilot every dang day, but it can't kill you. I'm out of fuel, I feel like lying my butt out. Sleep debt's about as fun as a chastity vow.
True that.
So tell Oprah to get out of the bookshop, because I need advice on how to stop feeling coin-op and fight sleep deprivation with gloves off. Harry Potter and the sleep eaters need to get cast off. When will I sleep? When will the madness please stop? Aaron, tell him, sweetie.
Sleepy!
I have no need to eat your brains, but the Satan pains me.
You are all sleepwalking zombies.
A little help from Aaron Jane, tell him, little lady.
You are all sleepwalking zombies.
I need something that can sustain me, or I'll insane be.
You are all sleepwalking zombies.
There's nothing on earth that can save me, not even caffeine.
You are all sleepwalking zombies.
That's what my teacher always told me.
Comedy music as its own separate thing is a lot bigger than most people think. Today, there are multiple different comedy music sites, including DrMental.com.
Your radio. Westwood One presents the Dr. Demento Show. 2 hours of mad music and crazy comedy from out of the archives and off the wall. Rare records and outrageous tapes from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
DementiaRadio.org and TheFump.com. The FUMP is its own organization started by the great Luke Ski and Devo Spice. The FUMP stands for the Funny Music Project, which was started in 2005. TheFump.com has over 1,000 songs that you can listen to and download at any time. To celebrate their 1,000th song a couple years ago, the members of The FUMP wrote, sang, and recorded this song, which they performed live at FUMP Fest in 2016.
And the demons in your bed are really weavers, so we're sailing fast with the firefly here glow.
This fake adult wrote, when you wish upon a Death Star, wish I had Vader sing to us.
Let it go.
But we did post 500 files, and we did post 500 more, just to be the site to post 1,000 fucks, so you'll laugh till you're sore.
Watch me scrolling, scrolling, scrolling down the screen, get my geek on with Lee, what skills I'm able.
Edward Norton, give me a goldfish for Christmas, which is fine, cause Santa Claus is too unstable.
Not only are there those websites, but there are also multiple comedy music conventions where the comedy music is featured around the US. Some of these conventions are FumpFest, which is normally sometime in summer in the Chicagoland area. There is also MarsCon, held in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area sometime in March. I have been going to multiple many more conventions than those, but those are probably the most two popular ones. FumpFest this year is actually going to be held in the Chicagoland Rosemont area from August 9th through the 11th. You will be able to see me there and meet many other comedy musicians. You'll also be able to familiarize yourself with who is there and what goes on. FumpFest Share is Devo Spice, who is also one of the creators of the FUMP. For more information, you can go to FumpFest.com. FUMPFEST.com. Here's a song from the MC for that weekend, Insane Ian.
Man, the landscape of fame has changed so much. From years ago, it was just MTV, and now it's like reality shows and the internet. I can't explain why I love the net so much. For entertainment, it's got the Midas touch. Online shopping games, cat videos, streaming shows, ladies with no clothes. YouTube has replaced our MTV. We now download our tunes for free. Y'all love rap battles of history from Lott and Watsky, so why not me? I had a few of my videos go viral, but not enough to have my whole career spiral out of control or have my fame explode. I still have to pay my own way to shows. To stay so relevant takes so much work. Gotta stay in the public view like 30-foot Smurfs. My lust for fame is clearly quite evident. That's why I went and borrowed this riff from the president.
Everybody wants to be internet famous. Everybody wanna be just like me, I'm famous. Everybody wants to be internet famous.
And now you should be all caught up on the history of comedy music and where it is today. Thank you for listening, and my name is Aaron Sherlock. As well as check out TheFump and DrDemento.com to listen to what they have to offer. Most of the songs should be available on TheFump.com if you want to click and download them for yourself. This is Aaron Sherlock, signing off. If you'd like to contact me, you could contact me at BikerGal12 on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube.
Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dementia Revolution.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
You've joined the Dementia Revolution.